Welcome to Everdad! Number one sports betting show coming out of Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tom Diggs.
That's a baby toe.
That man right there is Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian station. He's a beer and water. What?
Good day, Terry.
Good day to you, Saya. Where's your Bruce? What's
going on, dude?
What is going on, dude?
I was even last night in baseball, but I had a blast. The Reds came back, beat those Dodgers 9-8. Huge win for the Reds, so I took the L there.
You did?
And then on the beloved Boston Red Sox, who did go on to win full game. But I had fun doing it, and that's all that matters to me.
I'm glad that you did have fun.
Big Maple spinning it right
he's
now.
He's the ace, so he better.
He is the ace.
What was I going to say? Otter, how are we?
Tony, I think I got to stop betting on the Pirates. I was 3-1 last night.
Okay.
They both get 2-1. They won.
They won the first game.
Jeez.
Yep.
Can't be losing 2 out of 3 at home to the A's.
You sure can't.
After you just won 6 in a row, you can.
You can't. Can't do it.
You can.
Oh, you can't.
You want to look at records?
No one's done it all fucking year, man.
You want to look at records?
Yep.
I didn't think so.
They're the streakiest team in baseball history.
They are a streaky baseball team. A streaky baseball team that
I also just made that up.
Is leading the fucking NL Central. Sue me.
Yeah. We're whacking it around over in the AL East fighting for third.
Dude.
Yeah.
The AL East is fuck. Gosman pitched the best game of his life last night.
Last night I was 4-2. Won the Marlins, who are the gift that keeps on giving against the Kansas City Royals this week. The D-backs, who are the gift that keeps on giving against the Washington Nationals this week. The Buccos did lose last night. Blue Jays, Gossman, Dane Dunning play of the day. Thank you.
Boom.
Bing, bing.
And the Braves won full game, but not first five.
Yeah, they tied it up in the sixth.
Of course, why not?
The O's were the play of the day. First five plus
seven. Those were, yeah. They were down early. They were down 2-0 early. I was 6-3. Yeah. 6-3.
Good night.
Nice.
That's a night we'll take. It's a nice we'll take. We didn't have any NBA or an NHL last night, but we do have NBA tonight. We are back in Miami. The line is 3.
Yep. Was 2.5. Hat tip Tyler Hero. He's out. Now it's 3. I did see 3.5 fluttering.
So we talked about on Pat's show today, the Heat obviously were the worst ATS team in the regular season. Now they are the best ATS team in the postseason. They have not lost at home in game 3 to start a series. They are the Heat.
They are the Nuggets 23-25 on the road this year.
Yeah. Yes, they are.
Eesh.
Man, I still think, and I don't think this is saying anything stupid. The Nuggets are the more talented team. There's something about role players on the road, though, versus home, and Heat's got a lot of role players, but motivation, effort, Nuggets got to come out fucking fine. They have to. And you know what? Do I want Nuggets first quarter? Nah. Just Nuggets money line.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm going down.
Fuck.
I am staying away from that one. I'm taking the Heat plus the 3. I just like it. I mean, everybody's on Denver. I understand Denver's coming back. Or Denver's going to be coming and playing with the chip on their shoulder to get a win here in Miami. But Miami has had an unprecedented playoff run this year, and I just love what they're doing. I hope that they win these next 2 games, honestly.
What?
What?
He's rooting for the Heat.
I like the Heat. I mean,
I'm a LeBron Heat mark.
I was a giant Heat mark, like, what was that, 08 through...
When LeBron was there, you
like,
say that.
When LeBron
the LeBron era. Heat mark. So I had a Chris Bosh number 1 jersey.
So you were a Lakers fan, then a Heat fan?
I was a Lakers fan with my dad. We both liked Kobe, and then I never got into the Kobe versus LeBron debate. I never cared. I always liked LeBron.
So it was straight to the Cavaliers then?
I was a Cavs fan.
But then there was that time where both were...
No, I know. I was never into that debate. I never really cared. I always wanted to see them play each other in the finals. I thought that would have been the coolest thing ever growing up. And they went to like 10 straight, or like, it ended up being like, I think, because LeBron went to 8.
So what happens? What happens when LeBron retires?
Dude, I got to find a new player. Like, I don't know. The Lakers need to draft somebody.
So you're just going to find a new player.
You're just going to wait for the best player.
I mean, like right really now, like Austin Reeves, like.
You might maybe just wait for Bronny Jr. and then follow him around.
Bruce, what are you doing tonight?
I too actually am on the Heat plus the three.
Hell
yeah.
I will be on the Heat at the spread as long as they are getting points.
Smart. There's nothing stupid about it.
I think the headlines tomorrow will be a Jamal.
Oh, we're going to do one of those.
Yeah, Jamal Murray versus Jimmy Butler.
Tomorrow's headlines today.
Is this around the horn?
I think it's going to be a Jamal Murray versus Jimmy Butler type of night, and I think the Jimmy Butler at home will prove to be the better guard. And I think that's the difference. So I'm happily taking the three. I'm also playing Gabe Vincent over 13.5. Obviously, without Hero affecting those minutes, he has been scoring.
You said it, Reale.
I am also going to hop on Max Strus over 14.5 points, rebounds, and assists. He came out firing last game, so I'm hoping that he does that again at home too. Role players just play better at home. I like that bet a lot.
I am, for what it's worth, also on D-Butt's same game parlay, which is Jimmy Butler over 22.5, Jamal over 22.5, Vincent over 12.5, Bam A+ rebounds.
I like it.
I think that's well put together from D-Butt's.
He normally does put together a nice little bet, doesn't he?
Yeah, I actually added the Heat to that to make it a little spicier.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You just didn't have enough spice, huh?
Yep. I also am ready to call it. And I am on the Miami Heat plus 220 to lift.
Wow. Ah! Look how he's mad.
I'm with Bruce.
Look how mad he is because the Heat beat the Celtics, so he can't.
Yeah, but Bruce was me last round.
Yeah, I was just there earlier and got to partake in the wagering against the Celtics, and now I'm back.
Nuggets still winning this thing.
Am I going Bruce Brown over points, rebounds, assists?
I think this is an undery night.
It's
in
that environment. And I think the game might go under tonight.
I saw 16.5 for that, and then I looked at the starting lineup and I saw KCP was starting, and I just kind of
I know you don't like betting on backups. You said it.
If minutes do play a huge role in the player prop.
Oh, Bonanza. No. I 100% agree.
Kevin Love. Shout out Kevin Love. Is he
going over him again?
Are the lineups out?
The lineups are out. Let me look.
Are they running it back with Kevin Love? I can't believe I
forgot. Yes, they are.
Kevin Love is starting.
Well, folks, we are cashing out our Heat plus 220. And we're going to bet it on Kevin Love.
Okay. Kevin Love first basket. What is it?
Where are the fucking... Hold on.
What are you looking for?
Just player points. Just
player plain points. Old player points. 7.5.
Oh, man.
Oh, Bruce, he doesn't love it.
We're getting steep. I mean, he scored 6, and now we're raising it 1.5.
Something to think about. He's at home. Heat crowd. They should be there on time. It's an 8:30 fucking start, I believe.
Oh, there's no chance. That place is going to be fucking empty.
I mean, 8:30 start should be.
I found it. Over 5.5 rebounds. He had 10 last game.
All right.
Give me Kevin Love over 5.5 rebounds.
Okay. You found your way.
Kevin Love over
rebounds. You found your truth.
Shout out Kevin Love.
Kevin Love over points and rebounds is 12.5. I like that.
Okay. We good on are we good on that?
I'm good.
I think we are good.
Bruce? Gumpy.
I'm good, my friend.
Okay. You want to bet Inter Miami to lift the cup this year, or?
I mean, they are not looking good in the standings right now. But Hell of a play, man, with everybody going to Saudi. That is a absolute coup.
Yeah, I feel like it's bittersweet. Like, it's awesome. You're getting Messi, but it would have been more awesome if fucking Benzema and Cristiano were also coming.
Yeah, the Messi Cristiano in the MLS would have been awesome.
Fucking Conte's going to Saudi too.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That was the report yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
So, Celtic or Tottenham got Celtic's coach. He's a good coach.
I saw Airy. There's more and more. I mean, I follow every Tottenham account, so maybe that's just why I keep seeing Airy.
Don't see how he doesn't go to Man U. It makes too much sense.
Who's old buddy?
Real had a bigger bid. Tottenham's going to take it.
What'd you say?
Who's old buddy who was a bit of a bottler during the World Cup? Gumpy? Striker.
For which country?
Maybe Belgium.
This World Cup?
No, yeah. Who did you keep
saying? I remember Lukaku.
Lukaku, yeah.
Yeah, he'd be a great.
No, there was someone during the World Cup.
He's in the Champions League final this weekend, lad.
Gumpy kept saying he's making so much money, and it was during the World Cup. I can't remember who the fuck it was.
On Belgium?
I don't remember who it was on.
Sonny, Saudis are trying to get Sonny right now.
Saw that.
You lose Sonny and Airy in the same.
That's a tough off season,
dude. I think Messi will have like a good run in the MLS. Like he'll be there for a few years.
Yeah, I would hope so. I am super pumped about the French semis, to be honest. At least one side of the draw, I am.
Really?
Do you not?
I mean, really? Do you think Joker? Did Joker and Alcaraz already play?
No.
Do you think Joker's going to put up a fight? He's been struggling with inferior opponents, and this Alcaraz kid is a drop shot merchant and an absolute problem.
Yeah, I mean, he's the world number one right now. So
yeah, he's an issue.
He's world number one?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's -210 against Joker.
Yeah.
Did the changing of the guard right now?
That's why
in real time.
That's why it's like I'm excited to actually watch it.
What's Joker?
+172.
Yes.
Oh, sign me up, dude.
It's going to be a tall task. Casper Rudd, actually pronounced Rude.
Yep.
I've come to learn. he's up a set and he's up 5-2. The only play from Michael, who is not a huge fan, that's dirty Michael, of course. He's not a huge fan of Joker or Alcaraz, but he is on Dodic and Krejic.
Yep.
In the doubles. +120.
+130 now.
Yep. Quote, they have been a cash cow, end quote.
I love that quote.
Dude, it's fucking scenes right now at this Europa Conference League, dude.
Who, West Ham and...
Yeah, they're lighting up
Fiorentina Ultras and the West Ham firm, dude.
Prague is like a nice place.
The guy just got hit with a fucking coin on the field, dude. The ref stopped the game. Guy, West Ham's bleeding. Dude.
Listen, I'm West Ham.
You don't. I mean, Fiorentina and West Ham is something... Yeah, I mean, Fiorentina West Ham didn't need to happen in a conference league final.
I know I am. I think I am. I'm West Ham till I die. We've all seen the GSE.
Oh, yeah. And it feels like Fiorentina kicked it off early today and fucking West Ham was just like, all right, here we go.
I cannot remember their rival in the movie.
Oh, who was it? I might have to watch that this weekend.
Oh, dude. You seen it? Green Street Hooligans?
I think I've seen parts of it.
Oh,
dude, Bruce.
Great movie, dude. You need to.
Come on.
I got to sit down.
Oh, fucking Millwall. Millwall away. It's an all-time movie.
That is an all-time movie, man.
It really is.
Feels like one I'm going to sit down to watch and be like, I have seen this.
You're going to sit down and watch it, and then you're going to want to fucking fight. You're going to go out and drink and fight somebody after.
Well, those days are behind me, man.
Well, yeah, I know. They say we're actually going to do it.
I thought you'd be bigger.
All right. Baseball? Do we want to do some baseball today?
Yeah.
The fucking diamond, dude.
Let's do it. Nice.
I don't know. They're saying like all the MLS teams like pitched in for this Messi deal.
Well, Apple did, Adidas did. I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, everyone did. It's good for the whole league.
This is Dude, this is Beckham all over again, man. But bigger.
Yeah, it is bigger. Man.
And then you could do what Beckham does, but I don't think he'll be that guy who, because he just spoke, and I guess he said his 2 years in at PSG didn't go well for his family. So I guess that's why he said he didn't want to go to Saudi.
Messi.
Gotcha. That makes a lot of sense.
It does, actually. Does it?
But if I don't know, because remember when Beckham was with the Galaxy, he played the MLS season. Then he went out on loan to AC Milan and PSG.
Yeah.
We'll see. I don't know if Messi would do that, though.
I don't know.
Maybe just with one particular club.
One particular club.
If they needed.
The Bernabeu.
They tried.
They shut down Camp Nou, huh? It stinks.
Hate to see it.
Did I say that? That's on me. All right. Baseball today. First game, let's go Seattle at San Diego. George Kirby versus Michael Wacha. Thought about the Mariners. Did I take the Mariners? I did. First five plus a half.
Me too. Wacha bad last time out. Bad, bad.
Anybody else? I'm all good there.
Okay. Reese Olson goes against Zach Wheeler, Detroit and Philly. Zach Wheeler's been the one guy, you know. I feel like I've been talking too much shit on Philly lately. I think they've won five in a row, maybe six. But
they're playing the fucking Tigers.
Yeah, laying 230. I stayed away.
I'm out.
Jordan Lyles goes against Edward Cabrera. I will be personally going for the betting three-peat with the Marlins.
Betting three-peat.
The sweep, if you will.
Full game Marlins.
Marlins three-peat. Yeah, I'm on the Marlins first five money line.
Okay. Then Minnesota, we got Pablo Lopez versus Sean Armstrong. Pablo hasn't been, he's having a tough little stretch here over the last month, to say the least. So I'm going to get the Rays at a short price, first five, minus 130.
Yes, sir. I'm with you.
Huh?
Fair play.
Zach Davies is going against Patrick Corbin, the D-backs against the Nats. I will take Mr. Davies on the D-backs on the road, minus 130. And that's a full gamer.
What's going on with Davies?
He's up. He's down. He's up. He's down.
Like a five.
Yeah, but I like him tonight.
So I hate to go against Corbin.
Yeah, you're right.
I too am on the Diamondbacks to get their three-peat tonight.
Yep.
They mash lefties. I think Corbin.
The D-backs mash in general.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, D-backs are pretty good. I think Corbin might be in line for a tough one.
Lance Lynn goes against old Randy Vasquez. I will not take a side.
Yeah, I'm out.
Is this game going to get played?
Yeah,
what's going on?
There's no way they play this.
Is this game going to get played? Will there be people? I don't know.
What's the AIQ out there, bro? It's
fucking high.
Yeah, does that make you want to take the under 8.5 a little bit?
Because I can't see, or
is that a wildfire under scenario? Thicker air.
I don't think
something to think about.
Ball game.
Tell you what, if you.
Something the sky's like that. There's no way they're playing, dude.
They're probably not playing. I do think the Yankees win tonight if they do. And I'm happy that Judge is on the IL now. So the Lamborghini's in the barn.
Smoke might dissipate by the time that game time comes around.
Funny way of doing that.
Doesn't it? Smoke does that, doesn't it? Ronel Blanco goes against old Mr. Bassett for Toronto. Thought about it, but nah.
Sign me up, Stros again.
Okay.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, that seems a little crazy to me, Gump. So I'm not betting it, but I think the Blue Jays win tonight.
Okay. Old Cutter Crawford for Gumby's Bo Sox goes against Tanner Beebe. I'm good.
Good luck.
Yep, I'm good. Syndergaard goes against Brandon Williamson. You can't bet Syndergaard right now. Can you?
What did you stop?
I won't.
Give me the Reds first five plus a half at plus money.
Yeah, I mean,
have to.
Kind of have to.
Yeah, I think you're right, Gumpy.
Yeah, kind of have to.
I don't. Syndergaard's like the worst first five pitcher in the league.
Yeah. Couple old dogs. Scherzer goes against Chuck Morton.
Can't do it. Won't do it.
I didn't want to go against Scherzer, but obviously the Braves do have the Mets number. Yes. Dean Kramer goes against Corbo Burns. definitely a better pitcher in this matchup, but for some reason I couldn't pull the trigger on the Brewers.
Orioles first five plus a half.
There you go.
Got it.
Good luck out there.
Bruce?
Not me tonight.
Yeah. Fucking Kramer, dude.
I did just add Reds plus a half.
Okay. He's out on Kramer, man.
I mean, Corbo.
Yeah, I'm not out on anybody. But
pretty good pitching matchup here. Flaherty goes against John Gray. But you're going to give me the Rangers at home. First five money line. I got to take it.
Yep. Rangers first five money line. Hate to do it to my lad Flaherty, but Rangers are the Rangers. 20 games over 500.
Pretty good. 60
games for the season.
Pretty good.
Not bad. I think the Rangers should be the first team banned from the play of the day because they will be the play of the day every day.
Sure.
And, you know, it's not even that I feel particularly strongly that they're going to sweep the cards here and win tonight, but you just have to bet them every day.
Yeah. I can't argue with you. If I can count it, I won't do it. Logan Webb against Connor Siebold. I wanted to take Mr. Webb. I don't know why I didn't. But I didn't.
Yeah, I was pretty rich.
Yeah. That's probably what the reason.
If I didn't have to lay a half, I'd be on the Giants for sure.
And then Tyone goes against Berea. Tyone not having the best of seasons.
He's got a 7.
I'll take the Angels.
He's got a 7.
Full game Angels.
Yeah, you won't hear me say this often, but give me the Angels first 5.
Hey, they haven't been bad to bet on, to be honest, this year.
I guess they're 32-30.
Yeah, I mean, they're there.
The West is a bit of a dogfight too, man.
All right, I am on Mariners first 5 plus a half. Marlins full game, Rays first 5 money line, D-backs full game, Rangers first 5 money line, and Angels full game. Little mix there.
All first 5, Mariners money line, Marlins money line, Rays money line, Stros plus a half, Reds plus a half, Orioles plus a half, Rangers money line, Angels money line.
Okay. Some quick for the RBC. Glorious.
What'd you think of Rory's?
Rory's getting paid.
Yeah, it's all just interesting how it's going handled.
Yeah, Rory's going to get taken care of. Judging by his comments, that's what I took.
So intrigued.
Because he would be so mad if he wasn't. Or he had to have been. All right, for RBC this weekend, guys at the top I like. I'll give you 3 at the top. Justin Rose, Hatton, and Tommy Fleetwood. And then a couple bombs. Plus 11,000, Ben Martin. And plus
Benny.
Plus 12,000, Dylan Wu. Anything from you, Brucey Bruce?
Yeah, I like Sahith Theegala to win.
Okay.
He's 28-1.
I didn't hate him.
Yeah, I just got a feeling. I'm thinking Rory underperformance here.
Back-to-back champion, but that came in 2019 and then last year.
Yep, and it might be the taste of the Billy Ho situation.
Okay.
That just makes me think Rory might struggle this weekend. I like Sahith Theegala, and I'm looking for Rory to miss the cut, but I don't
know if
I'll be able to find
it.
Bold. Bold, my friend.
I feel like Adam.
It's a lot of pressure on the lad
this weekend.
I saw Hadwin, Corey Connors. Was on the list, but I didn't end up taking him.
Yeah, Hadwin plus 4,000, I like.
Okay. Anything else?
All is good.
All is well in love and war. That's not the saying, but who cares?
It's close.
Close. We will be back tomorrow for another edition of this show right here. Same time, same place. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer
down.